Will you spend another summer working on your yard for your spouse, kids, and guests? Or would you rather spend the summer with your spouse, playing with the kids, and relaxing with guests? Hire Blue Duck Lawn Care to get the super healthy lawn you'll love and neighbors will envy. Blue Duck does the fertilizing and weed control. You just mow to get a lush, thick lawn. Best in your neighborhood. If it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com. Remember, if it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com.
Hammer and Nigel.
Do you believe these characters
are weirdos?
On 93 WIBC.
So let's rock it!
Is it weird? Is it sad that we're actually shocked that the FBI did not find classified documents in Biden's beach home today? Like, that's the bar we've set for our president? What? What? You're telling me they didn't find any classified documents? FBI searched his beach home in Delaware and it took him about 4 hours. Looks like Hammer didn't come up with anything.
Yeah, you're right. This was like the only place where he didn't apparently have classified docs. And this is the one that the FBI stormed into.
I'm wondering why the FBI, I mean, the FBI just doesn't show up for searches without some sort of excuse. What did they think they were going to find there?
All right, throw me the tinfoil hat.
Give me the predicate. You know,
it's right over there. Throw it to me.
All right, there it is.
There it is. Yeah. All right. Biden had the Department of Justice and the FBI search that house because he knew they didn't have anything there. And now the administration can say, are you happy? They searched Mar-a-Lago and they searched my beach house. The FBI does everything the same. Can we all just relax now? Tinfoil hat, put on, tight fit.
Wow, that looks good on you. But they're going to he's got another house in Virginia. They're going to have to search that, too. I swear to God, his former chief of staff, Ron Klain, and this administration just kind of screwed this whole thing up. No wonder he left. Something curious, though, towards the end, I was reading this article. His lawyer put out a statement that said, consistent with the process in Wilmington, the Department of Justice took for further review some materials and handwritten notes that appear to relate to his time as vice president.
Handwritten notes. Now, if they're from Biden, were they in crayon? That's my question.
Crayola. my question is, why would they, if it's not classified, why'd they take that stuff? That was just kind of a little throwaway blurb about this story. For the DOJ took for further review some materials and handwritten notes that appear to relate to his time at VP.
Interesting. We'll see if they find anything. But for those of you scoring at home, the FBI has found classified documents at the think tank in D.C., which is funded by China, his Wilmington, Delaware house, the garage in Wilmington next to the bitchin' Corvette.
That is a cool Corvette.
But they didn't find anything today at the beach house in Rehoboth Beach. The FBI did say that the Bidens were fully cooperating with every step of the way.
Well, fully cooperating is one thing, but actually inviting the Department of Justice and FBI is not the same thing. So I don't know about your tinfoil hat theory there.
Now, Biden's team technically never acknowledged the FBI search of the think tank back in November. We know what happened. Every news network has reported on it. But when she does her daily press briefings, has always dodged the question. So let's ask Joe Biden. Joe Biden, what are your thoughts on all of these classified documents being found and the search on your beach house in Delaware earlier today?
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, President of the United States.
What did that have to do with the documents? You got me on that one. I thought we read a real clip.
Now, keep in mind, on January 12th, the White House, again, during one of the daily briefings, they said over and over again that the classified document search was complete. Remember this?
The search is clearly complete. They completed the search. The search is complete. He is confident in this process. You should assume that it's been completed, yes.
Oh, okay.
That was on January 12th.
And their rating is beach home 3 weeks later.
So 91 days ago, they found documents at the Penn Biden Center. Retroactively, they did that search 91 days ago. 43 days ago.
By the way, we didn't find out about that search until after the midterms.
Correct.
Just a little note there.
43 days ago, they found the stash next to the vet. 20 days ago, they found more documents in Biden's home. So, yeah, they're going into his beach house today, or they went into it. Why did the Justice Department wait until today to finally search the beach house? If you were finding stuff left and right, why did you wait until now to go into one of his homes? CBS News, which normally carries the water for the left, even they're having a hard time with the, quote, transparency of the Biden administration.
We know they conducted a search. This was previously undisclosed by the White House, and we don't know why. They were very public when the FBI searched the Wilmington home, his private residence in Delaware, that happened on January 20th. The search we're talking about that we learned about from two sources, that happened back in November, and now we're just learning about it right now. And in terms of the timeline, early on, November 2nd was when this all started, this entire ordeal. Roughly 10 documents were found in the Penn Biden Center when President Biden's lawyers were packing things up. They alerted the National Archives. National Archives alerted the Department of Justice, and we now know that the Department of Justice took this seriously enough to have the FBI go in and search.
We keep hearing about transparency, but then you hear stories like this, so it does raise even more questions.
Now, that was Gail King at the end of CBS coming off the top rope. That wasn't Laura Ingraham. That wasn't Shannon Bream. That wasn't anybody on Fox. That was CBS Gail King saying, yeah, this whole transparency thing kind of stinks right here.
I'm looking at Joe Biden's house in Virginia. It's a $5 million mansion, and it looks exactly like the White House. And I'm wondering what all he's got stored there. I mean, they're going to have to go look at that place, right? They've searched everywhere else. You think they are on some documents in this? By the way, how does President Biden afford $5 million? How do these people afford such extravagant homes?
Because he's a grifter. He's been in Washington for how long
50
now?
50 years.
Well, I mean, well, one, you had 10% coming to the big guy.
Yeah, there's a big guy.
So there's some big money. Guy money. And then all these think tanks and butt sniffers and book tours and speaking engagements and shakedowns of other foreign leaders. I mean, he's as crooked as they come. Absolutely as crooked as they come. But he's not the only one. Hell, you've got Bernie Sanders right now going on a capitalism stinks tour selling tickets for like $95 on Ticketmaster. Let that sink in for a moment. Capitalism stinks.
Hilarious.
Tickets are on sale for $95 at Ticketmaster. So it's not just Joe Biden right now that's in the headlines. His vice president, Kamala Harris, she gave a speech yesterday about the process of astronauts taking off. And it sounds like if your kids are like in kindergarten and they're in a classroom and the teacher is reading one of those books and they turn it around and show it to the kids, take a listen.
Which brings me to May 30th, 2020. Bob and Doug returned to the Kennedy Space Center. They suited up. They waved to their families. And they rode an elevator up nearly 20 stories. They strapped in to their seats and waited as the tanks beneath them filled with tens of thousands of gallons of fuel. And then they launched. Yeah, they did.
That was not a speech to kids. That was a speech to grown-ass adults who were wanting words of wisdom from the vice president.
I honestly thought there was a bunch of kids sitting, you know, Indian style on the floor, looking up at her and listening to her read a children's book.
It reminded me of that scene in the movie Billy Madison, where Adam Sandler goes back to kindergarten and the teacher, Miss Lippy, is reading that book, The Puppy Who Lost Its Way.
Which brings me to May 30th, 2020. One fine morning, Bob and Doug returned to the Kennedy Space Center. A puppy popped his puppy paws out of his puppy house. They suited up. They waved to their families, and they rode an elevator up nearly 20 stories.
This was no ordinary puppy. This puppy was the happiest puppy in the whole world.
They strapped in to their seats and waited as the tanks beneath them filled with tens of thousands of gallons of fuel.
They gave Happy a kiss on his wet little puppy nose.
And then they launched. Oh. Yeah, they did.
The end.
It's the same tone. It's the same cadence as the puppy who lost its way in Billy Madison. Now, with that being said, Matt Bear, you get your ass out there and you deliver that freaking traffic.